Welcome to The V Word. I'm your host today, Christy Albus, and today we're talking to Tammy Hagen. Tammy is a community organizer for New Virginia Majority, and she participated in the Women's March in D.C. on Saturday. And Tammy, can you give us a little insight on your reason for going to the march and what the vibe was like and what you felt was important for you and your organization to be represented there?
Well, first, I want to thank you for having me today. I believe that I need to give just a little bit of background about the organization that I'm involved with, New Virginia Majority. It's a statewide organization, progressive in nature, and some of the issues that we concentrate on are criminal justice issues, such as mass incarceration, the recent restoration of rights as the current governor has, done an executive order on and has, restored the rights of so many people in the state of Virginia, which is my concentration in particular. But we do also concentrate on immigrant rights and affordable education, things of that nature. And so what our focus is building power within communities to expand democracy in the state of Virginia by way of bringing this strategic suppression down by breaking through barriers of voter suppression. And so as far as going to the march yesterday, I mean, just as a woman, I would want to be a part of that. But on a core level, I really wanted to go and be a part of this endeavor because, it was huge. It was tremendous. The vibe was, it just about took the top of my head off. It was more than I could have ever imagined, and I had the honor and pleasure to be amongst 30 of. Other people of the community in our Alexandria office. There were 30 of us all together, and we went as a group. And there were Latinos, there were people of color, and from Richmond, in my car, I took two of the ladies I recently met, who are young women, just out of college, African American women, in their early 20s, who had never been to any kind of rally before, and they're young Masters of Social Work graduates who are, they work for they help a lot of people in the state of Virginia with mental health and substance abuse. And I don't want to, say their name or the organization that they work for without permission, but I just want to say that they're in the business of helping people who are marginalized and men and women. And these are some issues. Like, it brings me back to some of the more historic movements for women's rights, but this encompassed so many more. It was a broader scope. I mean, so many people were represented at this event, and then as I was there throughout the day, I mean, there were estimated over 500,000 people there, and I was getting texts and from my mom and from one of my great friends that this movement had moved all across the globe, all over the world. People were getting up off the couch and coming to, to raise their voice on the behalf of those who are not heard. And, I mentioned the two women that went with me. They're young women, African-American women. And it shows me that we have had a lot of progress here in Virginia, because these young women were secure. They were secure in their education. They were high school graduates that went straight into college and straight into, empirical employment. I mean, they have implemented, they have been fostered. It's clear to me that they have been fostered. And this would not have been so, you know, in the 60s when I came up. So to have them act on their courage of conviction and to go to this event, even with a little bit of prepping on my behalf, because they having never been to a rally of this, they've never been to a rally at all, but to go to something like this, having no experience, I wanted to give them a little heads up about, you know, some of the things that might happen that might not be, you know, too comfortable. And, you know, and one of the ladies that was riding in the front seat, you know, she expressed that, you know, oh my gosh, well, I don't know if I really want to do this. I said, well, you know, it wouldn't be fair, you know, if I didn't give you some information about what you might be looking towards. So even in the face of her fear of the unknown, she gathered her internal forces and showed up and went anyway. And then another thing that stood out for me, I mean, and I spent most of the day looking at everybody's signs and, you know, I took gobs and gobs of pictures of everybody's sign, but there was one, besides the ladies that went up with me that I was so proud to have with me, there was another lady that I saw, and I'm only 5'2". And I bet this woman only maybe came up to beneath my shoulders. And she was a Latina, and she wasn't carrying a sign, and she just had a very peaceful face to her, just looked as sweet as she could be, and she was wearing a T-shirt. And it said, "I am undocumented."
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you, I could, you know, it makes me a little misty just saying that, because you know, the courage in that, and it's a reminder that only about 2% of the people in America are not some people whose family in their lineage emigrated from somewhere else. You know, we most of our families, we got here because somebody immigrated here, you know, because they wanted the American dream. And you know, and when I think about this event being on Saturday, January 21st, 2017, you know, and the show of support and solidarity in that, it wouldn't be fair for me to mention the magnitude of that if I did not mention that this is something that needs to be, if you say that you are in support of this, and if you say that you're progressive, if you say you care about women's rights, if you say you care about human rights, then this is something that has to be implemented into our lifestyle. And when I say that, to say it's not always easy. It's not. A couple of things that I try to implement into my lifestyle is, you know, another one of the things that New Virginia Majority focuses on is climate justice. And so, you know, I mean, I have to make a conscious effort to be cognizant and to become educated about climate issues. But then on the human rights side of it, you know, and I know that this can be difficult, like I said, but that, especially if you have kids, you're a working mom or, you know, a working family and you have kids, it's so easy to stop by, you know, the convenient fast food restaurant or things of that nature. But I make it my business to find out who pays what. You know, yeah. like, you know, I think about all the people that were there yesterday, but I also think about all those who could not be there yesterday because of finances, because of work at a place that doesn't, you know, that pays $7.25 an hour. You know, I think about all these factors in of who wasn't present and why. You know, I mean, some people may not even know. And as a community organizer, that's something that I have to think about every day. And I go into the community and I talk to people to bring awareness up and to inspire and try to break through these oppressions.
That's great. Well, I hope that this march, this past Saturday, can help encourage your organizers and the organization was New Virginia Majority. And hopefully we can bring more awareness to our community through that. Thank you so much for talking to us today about the march and how everything went.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And the V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM and produced by Carol Olson. You can hear more shows at thevword.org. To keep independent radio alive, volunteer or donate, go to WRIR.org.